Hey guys, it's GPD, Shipwreck, and Wombat on day three. We just finished, got back to the hotel so that we could deliver to you our not third audio boo. We did a lot more than three, but our final, most likely final audio boo of E3, our day three wrap up. We started off first today at Activision, where we got to see the new Call of Duty game, and
we'll start there.
Yeah,
that's the new Call of Duty game.
Okay.
Mainly what they showed us, well, half of the point was they showed us the same trailer that was in the Microsoft press conference.
Like last year.
So the one where the guy gets his arm removed.
It only took, by the way, it took less than a minute for Wombat to yawn during the audio bill.
Good.
I'm sitting down.
So we talked about this a little bit before already. What did you think about it, Wombat, the Call of Duty?
It looks fine. It looks good. It looks definitely different with the exoskeleton stuff. I'd like to see if they could actually do something with it. But, Sledgehammer Games has never made a Call of Duty game before. So it could be different. So cautiously optimistic.
What does your throat have to say about it?
My throat has to say that it's time for E3 to be over.
You need some DLC. You need a voice. You need voice DLC.
Can we get Snoop Dogg in here?
My nizzle? Come on, my nizzle? What's wrong with your vizzle, my nizzle?
What's a vizzle?
Your voice.
Oh, my God.
That's how we call voice on the street, you know.
We thought we saw Snoop Dogg today.
It was just a tall guy with dark hair and a weird shirt.
Long. I think it was like a Middle Eastern Snoop Dogg. Mm. I think he was big over there.
Maybe.
Call of Duty, it looks like it's going to be a good Call of Duty game.
The single player. Single player looked kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know anything. There was no multiplayer that we saw. It was all single-player stuff, and sure. And then we saw Destiny next.
Yes. We got to see a very brief video outlining some of character customization and perks and things like that very quickly, but then they just...
In the heat and smell that you're going to get in Destiny is...
They packed a lot of people in there.
Yeah.
But then we got to see they had 60 multiplayer stations outside. So we got to play two rounds of multiplayer. It does feel a lot like Halo. But
the jumping is different.
You have a lot. You're not even. Yeah, the jumping is pretty different than any game because you're floating, sort of.
There's like a cool double jump. Actually, it's reminded me of Titanfall a little bit, but without the parkour.
You have more lift.
Like when you double jump and then you jump again.
And then you stay up there too. You seem to have like low gravity when you're jumping.
If you use the whatever jetpack or whatever, the double jump. If you just jump normally, it's regular. But you can't do the wall run. Like the first thing I did was double tap and try to run off a wall, which I think means what Titanfall did was good. Right. It's really solid. It like all the different stuff they showed us with all the customization, and I think the alpha is out now. I know I've gotten codes for the alpha already.
We're probably all more interested in the co-op campaign or whatever they call it. Yeah. Or that looked cool. They showed that, driving those little space motorcycles. Speeder bikes from Return of the Jedi. Yeah, they pretty much copied those. But it's okay. I like those. But it was good. We liked it a lot. Looking forward to it. That was Destiny.
And then Wombat and I saw Skylanders. I don't know what you were doing during that time.
I was waiting for you outside and texting.
It wasn't a long appointment. We were probably 15 minutes or so. Which they showed off how the new Trap Force stuff works, which is it's a pretty clever way to get kids to buy a lot of toys still.
You mean evil?
Yeah. When you trap a monster in there, there's a speaker in the portal now where the monster can talk. So you hear the monster that's inside the crystal.
And he provides commentary while you play. If you're not using the monster, he'll like heckle you while you play. Also, what's kind of interesting about the crystal thing is it gives them an opportunity to, when you trap bad guys, you could trap bad guys that would be traditionally larger and maybe more ornate than a traditional Skylander. Like the one they showed us was a tank with a chainsaw on the front, and two little gnomes riding in it, and that would be an expensive figure to produce. But now they don't have to produce that figure. They just you just need that clear vial, which will probably cost like $6.
So this is the way that they can expand the characters.
Right, without having to make a ton of new molds. God. No, it's a good idea.
I mean, yeah, it is a great idea.
It's a good idea. And there's more than one, like, say you have a undead crystal that can capture the undead creatures. There's more than one undead crystal you can buy. You only have to buy one. But any you can have, like, one that looks like a hammer, other anvils, or whatever they were showing. You can have different ones of the undead ones. But the most sinister part about it is if you don't have that crystal, you can there's still a basically a vault where the creatures that you could have captured live. So the kids are going to see those in the vault and say, okay, I got to go to Walmart and buy this crystal so I can get that thing out of the vault. It's pretty nefarious. Right. It's pretty good. It looks really nice though. Like when you compare the animations in that to Marvel Super Heroes, it's just which is the Disney Infinity game.
It's a much prettier game than Marvel. It is a prettier game than Marvel.
Okay.
The other interesting thing, like when you bring in one of those enemy characters, each one of them has their own theme song that plays in the background. Like there was
the pinata guy who plays like traditional Mexican, right. Pretty much.
They hired me actually to do that in the game.
Good work.
That's why we're staying here.
Yes,
this nice joint. Okay, so that was Activision. That was everything we saw at Activision.
That's everything Activision had. They had 3 games.
Yeah, that is true. What was what did we do? Oh, I saw. Before I forget, I got to check out NHL 95. And I
95?
15, whatever. It actually looked like NHL 95. The frame rate, I think, was pretty even to NHL 95. I don't know. It's really framey right now for a game that's coming out in September. That build must have been really old, I hope, because it looks... I just saw somebody posted from their company. They said it's supposed to be 60 frames per second when it comes out.
If it is 60 frames per second, it looks really nice.
It'll look nice if it gets there.
Because there's something about it like that makes it look like the TV presentation. Not just that it has the NBC logo and everything.
Right.
Just the way they've done something to where they capture, I don't know, the human form or something. It looks right.
You know what I think, and I'm not 100% sure, but they maybe either the character models are a little bigger or they've moved in tighter. But I think people don't really want to hear too much about NHL 15.
The only thing that interests me was like I looked at it and went, oh, something is wrong. Well, the frame rate was obviously wrong, but the way the characters looked on screen, or the players or whatever, looked on screen, looked like a step up to me.
Yeah. NHL 14 looks pretty good, by the way. So, okay, so we'll see. I was disappointed, but hopefully that was just really old. Then Crytek?
Yes.
We didn't have a crisis. We saw The Hunt. Which is a four-player co-op action game.
Third-person. Set in late 1800s, early 1900s, something in that time frame. Think like a Left 4 Dead type of thing, but it's a third person. I don't know. It looked
early.
There was a lot of shooting.
It didn't have like a huge amount of polish on it. Like, it didn't blow you away with the visuals yet. That's also coming out this year.
There was a lot of...
Fall 2014, right?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
There was a lot of jumping through windows.
Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, maybe I'm wrong.
I liked the jumping through the windows.
What happened? Like, I was sort of nodding. There was no glass there, and it made the breaking noise?
No, it was like a wave-based area, and like they were in between waves, and they were running around getting ammo or whatever. And so rather than like walk through a door or whatever... The guy just like crashed, like jumped, did like a shoulder crash through, roll right. through a window.
For no reason.
No reason. We both laughed.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was, what was that called?
The Hunt.
Something.
About October of last year.
Okay. What else did we see?
Then we went to Ubisoft, and we'd already seen Far Cry 4, but we saw. I know GP and I at least saw the guy riding on the elephant at the Far Cry 4,
yes.
Which we didn't know about when we were playing it before. Did you see that one, Matt?
No.
Oh, yeah.
You can ride the elephant right through the doors on Far Cry in the, no of the castle.
Yeah, and then just shoot guys riding on top. Like, as you're riding on top of the elephant, you can go around.
That sounds like it's much more effective than shooting the elephant with a shotgun and ripping out its heart for no reason.
Maybe. Depends on your goal.
But we saw The Division, Tom Clancy's Division, which we learned is an RPG.
Based in New York City. So it's set in a pretty detailed, well detailed, at least the small section we got to see of Madison Square Garden and the post office, which I know very well because I walk through it every day. So it actually looked pretty dark.
It did look good.
It looked really good. And I do like the idea of the RPG, action RPG elements. You know, it had skill trees, and it's weapon-based, gun-based, but it's still...
But you get perks, and you choose your
And it's open world, and I didn't really know that much about it until today, and now I'm looking forward to it.
Another four-player co-op, right? You were playing four-player co-op, yeah.
And that's a 2015 game, right?
Yes, that is definitely 2015. So that's The Division. Looked cool.
It did. It was a lot more interesting than what I... thought that game was.
Right. We did not get to see... We got shut down at, what was that? Rainbow Six.
Yeah, Major Nelson cut us in line.
Major Nelson stole our spot, but that's okay. That's fine. I'm happy to concede to Major Nelson.
Well, we didn't have an... We had a Ubisoft appointment.
Right.
But you also needed a Rainbow Six appointment, but there was no way to get a Rainbow Six appointment.
Because you didn't know they were making Rainbow Six.
Making Rainbow Six.
When you booked the appointment.
Right, when I booked the appointment. Right. So,
it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll see you later.
We'll see you next year. Yeah, not a big deal.
No.
Then we didn't check out Assassin's Creed because they were just showing a video of it, basically, or somebody playing it, and it was like...
Yeah, we saw the demonstration. We know what we're getting into with that. Four-player co-op. More four-player co-op.
So we walked the floor for a little while.
We did watch the Rainbow Six demo, though, they had at the booth while we were waiting to not get in.
Good.
It did look really good, don't you think? I mean...
It's the same one they showed during the Ubisoft press conference.
Okay, and yeah. I hadn't seen that one.
Yeah, no, it looks exciting. It looks like a game that we haven't played for a while.
Right. It even moves a lot different than the old Rainbow Six games. It looked different.
It's been
moved
a long
different.
Time since it has been a Rainbow Six game.
True, true. So that was that. And then we finished up at Evolve. We all got to play that. Wombat got to play as the monster. I got to play as the robot. Was that the support, I believe? Support.
Okay.
And you played
as... I played as Assault. I played as the big tank guy.
Assault?
Yeah.
Is that a salt and pepper? Is that a condiment joke?
Assault? Yeah, it was a condiment joke.
Those are the best. I was very impressed with that. Even though my team was horrible. I didn't play with these guys. My team was horrible, and the monster killed us really fast.
My team was okay, and the monster was horrible.
Because that was Wombat.
I did all right.
You lasted a while. Well, I don't know how long you guys were playing for.
I got to level 2 as a monster.
Yeah, we had a short enough demo that I was like, okay, was everybody else playing 2 rounds?
Oh, yeah. Ours was over. Mine was over really fast.
Was it? Because some people were playing that game
for a really long time. You know, I shouldn't have been the monster. It wasn't really that much fun for me. Right. It's just a lot of clumsy...
That's the thing with that game.
Yeah.
You're going to have to want to really be the monster. Like, and you have to have somebody who's good at being the monster to make it fun.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I'm like, oh, so I like swiping, hitting guys.
But as you evolve, if you survive and you eat more animals, you can evolve and then you get more, you choose different powers as you do that.
It was okay. I mean, there were only 4 powers. I did select 3 of the 4. I leveled one of them up all the way. I don't know. I guess I just wanted it to be more fun as the monster, but it's, you know, it's the same problem I have being a Titan in Titanfall. It's just not, for me.
Okay. So how was that working? Because you were just finding animals?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you kill the animals and you eat the animals. And I made it, there's only 3 levels, and I made it to level 2, like 2.5 really. But if I made it to level 3, like I need to eat like 3 more animals to like...
Then you could have kicked some ass?
Then I could have kicked some ass. But then you're pretty much invulnerable. Mm. So you kind of have to kill me before I get there.
There were a lot of people watching that tournament at the end of the day. There was an Evolve tournament going on. I think they were broadcasting it on Twitch. But there were a lot of people at the booth just standing there watching it for like an hour or more. I mean,
right.
So people are pretty hyped about that game. I thought it was cool. I'm looking forward to it. It's yet another four-player co-op game. But
that's got to be like at least 50% of the games at the show are four-player co-op games.
4 years ago, everybody saw how well Borderlands did, and they're like, oh, shit, we better start making one of these. Dead. Yeah, let's start making this shit now, and now it's ready.
Multiplayer. Mass Effect 3 multiplayer was also four-player co-op.
So that was pretty much it, right? I mean, we gave out our CADcast Hype Wagon Awards to a few different games. Fantasia.
Destiny.
Lego Batman 3.
Dreadnought.
Eve Valkyrie. Mm-hmm. They were very excited to get that.
Far Cry 4.
Dead Island 3.
And not a hero. I think that's pretty much it. I would have considered giving one to Evolve, but the show was pretty much over, and you guys didn't seem that excited about it. So
it was okay.
You liked it.
I liked it. I'd be fine. It's too late now. Sorry.
I'm just gonna throw it.
Right.
And I walk by the show.
If you work for Evolve, let us know. I'll stick a stamp on it.
Write your address on the other side. Right. So that's pretty much it for E3. It's over. We're tired. We're going to hang out here tonight and go home tomorrow. So thank you, everybody, for listening.
Wait.
Whoa, stop the clock.
What was the final T-shirt account?
What did I get? I got 4 before today, and today I think I just got another 4.
So. Solid.
Maybe. No, wait. 5 today. 5 today. So 9 total.
So close to double digits.
Yeah. Not nearly the amount of T-shirts I got last year.
I think overall the show was, there's just not as many games this year. The companies didn't have enough stuff ready. I mean, even the big companies, I mean, EA, Ubisoft, 2K, Bethesda only had 2 games and not with their big games. So.
And other than Microsoft, Sony, and Nintendo, most booths didn't have a lot out for just people to walk up and play.
Right. If you didn't have an appointment that, you know, only the big three you could really go to and play games without waiting forever, basically.
And I think we need to talk about Nintendo just a little
bit.
Okay,
sure,
like,
yeah.
We didn't play anything at Nintendo. We went in there a couple times and walked. The reason we didn't play anything at Nintendo is because there was always lines for stuff.
It was surprisingly crowded.
Smash Brothers lines, like, they filled up the booth for the entire time. I mean, we could have played, when I say lines, it was a couple people deep on most stuff.
You could have played Bayonetta, I'm sure.
Right, which we watched some Bayonetta. It looked good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know. We didn't. It's tough. You don't have enough time in the 3 days to see stuff that you
don't
have.
It's not even 3 days, right? It's like 2.5, really.
Really.
So, all right, well, it's a wrap. E3 2014. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye. Wombat just waved to you. It works really well for audio, but and he's nodding his head. No. In agreement. Bye.